From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Florida Space Coast is the site of space travel's most iconic moments. In 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin successfully traveled to the moon. They took off from Cape Canaveral on the Saturn V, one of the most powerful rockets to date. SpaceX's Falcon Heavy is now the most powerful active rocket to date. It blasted off on its maiden flight from Cape Canaveral yesterday. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez spoke with WMFE space reporter Brendan Byrne shortly after the launch.
The Falcon Heavy is basically three Falcon 9s strapped together, but it turned out to be a little more tougher than that to actually get it off the ground. So you actually have 27 engines firing near simultaneously, so that's a lot of vibration. And then you've got the two side boosters are kind of pushing into each other. From an engineering standpoint, it was a very tough challenge.
Tell us a little bit about what makes Falcon Heavy different and compare it to Saturn V. How much more powerful is it?
Well, it's not as powerful as a Saturn V, but with today's launch, it makes it the most powerful active rocket on the market. So it's able to lift about 140,000 pounds into orbit. For some perspective, that's like a 747 jetliner filled with passengers, crew, luggage, and fuel. So it's a lot of weight that it's able to launch into space. And why that's important is if you want to kind of explore deep space and you want to go farther into the solar system, you need to be able to loft heavy things into space. So we're talking big habitats, big heavy spacecraft. And Falcon Heavy opens up the market for that. And that's kind of why it's such a big deal for SpaceX, because this goes into their whole long-term goals, which is to put people on the surface of Mars.
And in those goals, where does NASA fit into that?
NASA and SpaceX have had a very good working relationship with each other, right? NASA doesn't really launch things into space anymore. They contract out with third parties and private companies to do those things. Just this year, I mean, NASA has quite a few missions that are going up on SpaceX rockets. The rocket that NASA is developing is the Space Launch System. It is another heavy lift rocket, and it's still unclear as to whether or not that will be a competitor to NASA, or if it's something that they can work together. Will NASA buy Falcon Heavy launches instead of paying a lot of money for another SLS, the Space Launch System rocket as well? So that's still something that's still a little unclear.
Besides some of the technical aspects of today's launch, I think that this was really a moment that harkens back to the heyday of the space age. In what way did today kind of recapture that sense of space travel in the popular imagination?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Elon Musk, he knows how to draw a crowd, right? I mean, at the top of the rocket was his cherry red Tesla electric car with a spaceman in it, and it was very good publicity. But, I mean, just driving in this morning, I had to be here around 10 in the morning, and the line to get in the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, which is the closest public viewing area, it stretched miles back. There are tens of thousands, if not 100,000 people that came out.
And what's the car's trajectory?
For the first few hours, it's sitting in a parking orbit, and it was a way to prove to the Air Force that it's able to get a heavy payload into a certain orbit. But after that, it's going to be the fire the engines for about 30 seconds, and it's going to be on a trajectory towards Mars. And it's just going to kind of live in our solar system from then on out.
And Brendan, what's next for SpaceX? There's been talk of maybe tourist travel, right?
Right. So this is the first launch for it. There are a handful of paying customers for Falcon Heavy, not too many. Really, this was a proof of concept. Today, we can expect to see some more people seeing that it's an actual working rocket and might be paying for some more launches. Elon Musk did tease two space tourists going on to a trajectory that would put them around the moon. It would have to take Falcon Heavy to get there. So this is a step in the direction of, it's crazy to say, private tourism to the moon. We are one step closer to that.
Thank you so much, Brendan.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
That was Brendan Byrne, space reporter at our sister station WMFE in Orlando. He's also the host of the podcast, Are We There Yet? You can get more information on the Falcon Heavy launch at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.